How many meetings did we have already this morning?
Oh, yeah. Still good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning again to you, honorable members. Danny, are you having a hockey talk? Or is your aid you? Okay. Good morning and welcome. And this morning we're having visitors here in front of us. I'm told it's a Masimanyane Women's Support Center. Masimanyane. Is that how you pronounce it? Masimanyane Women's Support Center. We are happy to have you here, and I think we are keen to have to hear what you are all here for. But before we do that, sizacela ukuthi nisitshele ukuthi ningabobani, Khovela, tell us your name and your city.
Enkosi mama umhlali ngaphambili, ndingunosakhele nontsikelelo Stuma, ndisuka engqamakhwe emgce. Ndingomnye woomama abatreyiniweyo. Ndiyabulela kumasimanyana uba mandibe lapha namhlanje. Enkosi.
Enkosi mama, mna ndingunoluntu Lakalaka, ndisuka kwaMlakalaka kwiilali zaseQonce. Ndingomnye wabatreyiniweyo ngumasimanyane Women Support Center. Ndibulela nangeli thuba lobana ndifumane ithuba umasimanyane ndize ndizongena apha epalamente. Enkosi.
Okubethu Ndunge from Chrisani District, Elliot. Ndi-traini kwamasimanyane.
Ndingumiki Khanyo, ndisebenza phaya kwamasimanyane Women Support Center. Ndingomnye wabantu abasebenzela kumasimanyane and the program coordinator yeah, the project.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. I'm Leslie Ann Foston. I'm the director of Masimanyane Women Support Center in East London. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Commissioner Winfred Lichuma, the chairperson of the National Gender and Equality Commission from Kenya, visiting with you this morning. Thank you.
Molweni. Igama lami ndindimfano Zede ndiwakashozi, ndindisihlalo wekomishana yolingana ngobulili apha eMzantsi Afrika.
Morning, elam igama uWallace Mgoqo. Nam ndingumkomishinala kule komishini yokulingana kwamalungelo abantu. Inkosi.
Molweni, ndingumphawu Rabuyane, ndiku-PMG, Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, I'm Bertha Kelly. I'm working for Masimanyane Women Support Center. I'm working in the community of Buffalo Flats, the greater Buffalo Flats area, and I'm a counselor. Thank you very much.
Ndingupatricia Nosisa Tsengiwe, ndisuka Eastern Cape, Elibode. Ndisebenzela ndiqine umasimanyana. Enkosi.
Molweni, ndinguZuzu Wethenga, ndisuka eMonti kwindawo yaseRestini. Ndingomnye woomama abaqeqeshiweyo ngumasimanyane.
Enkosi. Igama lam ndingunonkosi Mntu, ndiyitrayina yakwamasimanyana Women Support Center. Nam ndiyalibulela eli le opportunity that le portfolio isivumele singumasimanyane we at a part of this meeting. Thank you.
Molweni, ndingu Albert Nasem. Ndi sebenze lumasimanyane ndi trainer khona. Ndibulela kakhulu ukuza ufumane lithuba ndizobona baphathiswa beli qembu. Thank you.
Molweni. Molweni. Ndonontsikelelo kagcinisa usuka East London. Ndiyitrainwa ngumasimanyane. Ndibulela nelithuba lokuba ndizoba lapha ndingene kwipalamente yalapha. Ndiqala nongena epalamente ndaziva ndimkhulu nam. Nkosi masimanyane, siyabonga.
Molweni. Nomaliso kwampahla erhurha. Ndingomnye womama abatreyiniweyo kumasimanyane. Ndibulela nelithuba loba ndizoba lapha ekhothi eGapa.
Molweni. Ndingunonceba Mchagwana, ndisuka engqeleni kwilali yakunomadolo. Ndibulela elithuba lokuba ndizongena pha ipalamente. Ndingomnye umama abatreyiniwe kumasimanyane.
Molweni. Ndingucikoza wakwambejeni engqushwa, ndihlala entloko. Ndibulela umasimanyane ebendithathile wandizisa apha. Ndibulela ithuba lozongena epalamente. Enkosi.
Molweni. Ndingubukelwa ngubani wakwilali yakwadaza etsomo. Nam ndingomnye otrayine ngumasimanyane. Ndibulela umasimanyane kakhulu ngokuba andisuse etsomo andizise epalamente. Ndandingayazi uba ndingeza epalamente. Ndimbulela kakhulu umasimanyane. Enkosi.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Akuria Paul. I work for the National Gender and Equality Commission, Kenya. I'm with my chairperson being hosted by Shozi down here in South Africa, and I'm happy to join you, everyone, here this morning. Thanks.
Molweni. Ndingunomfundo Zinto. Ndisuka East London, eKwelerhe, eGwaba Village. Ndingomnye womama abatrayiniweyo ngumasimanyane. Ndiyalibulela eli thuba lanamhlanje likhulu kangaka loba nam ndizonyethela epalamente. Enkosi.
Molweni. Umlando unontembe komize osuwa kwatshatshu eKing William's Town. Ndingomnye otreyiniweyo ngumasimanyane. Ndibulela elithuba lingaka ndilapha namhlanje. Nam ndizibona ndingokhethekileyo kwindwalutho esikhoyo apha. Enkosi.
Good morning. My name is Lorenzo Wakefield and I'm a researcher to this committee.
I'm Helen Lamula, and I also hail from the Eastern Cape. First from Klaverinet, and then from a small town, Humansdorp. So I'm very pleased to have you here with us, and I feel so proud of our women, especially with all the hardships that we have to endure in the Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Molweni, siyanamukela, niyamukelekile. But ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi le gama umsimanyana leminisha ini uzothetha fanele asitshele ukuthi leminisha ini. Igama lami nguPel Peterson, originally from Gauteng province. I'm a member of this portfolio of women, children and people with disabilities. Thank you.
Dumelang bagaetsho. O le buang le ene o ke Maditshetelo Ipuseng o tswa ko Northwest. Ke a lamogela bomma, ke itumela thata go le bona go tswa ko Eastern Cape. Ke re a re tlhole mmogo, Modimo a nne le rona re segofatshe. Ke a leboga. Ke mongwe wa leloko la komitie mo Kapa mo. Ke a leboga.
My name is Sarah Paulsa. I'm a member of this committee.
Dumelang bomme ba bantle, le bantle ka jeno. Leina la ka ke Grace Tseke, ke leloko la komiti ya bomme le bana le batho ba nang le bogole. Ke tswa ko Mpumalanga, ko lefelong le ba le bitsa Marapiane. Ke a leboga, ra lamogela mo palamente ya rona ya Republic ya South Africa.
Molweni bomama. Umama othethayo ngumuntu Nomalo ophuma eSoweto olilungu leParliament kumbutho ophetheyo African National Congress. Siyanamukela manje nibona ndigcwala usisi kuba niphume Eastern Cape kwinto enidibana nazo kwayizolwa manje futhi iphepha umama we 82 years ubulewe nomntana we 8 years ndiva ndibabuhlungu kakhulu enkosi.
I also want to welcome you. My name is Denny Kikana, and I'm glad to have so many ladies visiting me. Thank you.
Molweni, ndiyintombi yakwaBlayi, umakoti waseKhongo kwaDM. Kufuna ndithi cakasana loo nto uba ndingumakoti waseKhongo kwaDM. Ndililungu lepalamente, igama ndingubuyiswa. Abasebe lungini ke bathi ndingukhoni. Ndiyanamkela, ndiyabulela ukuthi amagqiyaza namahle kangaka azosivisithela. Namkelekile epalamente. Enkosi.
Molweni, igama lam ndinguneliswa Nobathana, ndingunobhala wale komiti. Enkosi.
Good morning, my name is Crystal Levendel. I'm a researcher to the committee.
Nami nyani bingelela, igama lami u Dorothy Ramodibe, uhlalo wale komiti yabo mama. Abantu abakhubazekile nabantwana. Siyanimukela, sijabulile ukuba nani la, ukuthi sizonilalela. Njengekomiti esebenzisana nabomama siyajabula masibona abantu abafana nani abamile abasebenzayo. Without wasting any time sizavuma ke angazi ukuthi who's your spokesperson or are you all or you are the spokesperson and you said your name is
Leslie Ann Foster.
Lizelle Foster.
Leslie Ann Foster. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm just going to do the introduction, and then we have four or five speakers who will share their own experiences of rural area life. I just wanted to start by explaining Masimanyane means let's support each other. One of you asked that. And it is a social justice and equality organization established 17 years ago in the Eastern Cape. We work on the issues of violence against women. That's our central issue, and then the linkage with sexual and reproductive health and rights and HIV. We provide critical support services through 11 offices in the Eastern Cape while supporting 10 other women's organizations to do the same. And our main focus areas are on all forms of sexual violence, including domestic violence and rape. We do prevention and advocacy work, but this is our most important work. The development of women's leadership in the Eastern Cape. Because as you know, it's a very impoverished area. There is a dearth of resources and expertise, but we know that the women are providing these critical services at community level. Masimanyane has its network, its head office in East London, but we also the secretariat for a regional organization called Amanatari Sexual Rights Network. I'm the president of that network, and we work in six African countries at the moment. We've had a European-funded program over the last 3 years, which has developed a support mechanisms and services among 70 organizations in Mozambique, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Nigeria, South Africa, and missing one other, I can't remember. I think that's what it is. Our work is based on the CEDAW principles, and my honorable colleague over here knows that we are in Geneva quite often presenting alternative information. So the principles of equality, non-discrimination, and state accountability, and we try to work with women's groups on the ground around those issues. For the past year, we've had a program working with a group of women represented here today. Each group represents 13 other groups from the Eastern Cape. They represented us from 13 groups. They've worked in 105 villages in the Eastern Cape. 105 villages, that's how far it's gone. And each woman here represents a group of 40 other women that have been through the program, taken through this program with our trainers over there who will talk a little bit more about their work. And over this year, they've been given training around these principles of equality, non-discrimination, state accountability. They've identified critical issues in their own areas which they want to present to you today. And that's what I have to say about Masimanyane. I think just to say thank you to the Portfolio Committee for giving us this opportunity. It's a huge opportunity for the women here today to be able to share their own experiences with you. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. So they all know themselves. They just, they will follow in order. Okay. Over to you. Thank you very much for that introduction. Are you able to mix? When you talk to mix, you can mix, please.
Nkosike mama, mna ndizawuthatha nge-impact ku-education apha koomama. Phaa iingxaki esijongana nazo, le nto ye-redeployment ne-realignment of izikolo in our province ine-impact kakhulu kuthi because it happens without us being considered. We, as the women in the Eastern Cape. The children have to travel the long distance to get the nearest school. As a constitution is isho bana sinelungelo bana abantwana bafunde, but elo thuba liyavaleka ngamaxesha amanintsi. Another thing, we've got a problem of abantwana abagqithiswayo from the primary schools, then bayobonwa sebese high school that they can't even read, they can't write, they were not ready to proceed, but they were bagqithiswa. Loo nto leyo iyasiafektha ke singoomama because iba ngumama ohlenyuka for ukulungisa imeko yomntana ibe seyonakele. As a result, sinabantwana abaninzi abahlele emakhaya abangafundiyo because abakhophi. Another thing, i-rape eyenzekayo ngaphakathi ezikolweni ezifunda abantwana bethu, loo nto leyo irisulte ekubeni umntana oyintombazana abe lixhoba lokubana kufuneke yena makasuswe kwesi sikolo, but lo oreyiphileyo ongumfana ahlale esikolweni efunda. Wena mntu ungumama, you have to go around looking for another school for your child. That also has got impact kubantu abangoomama. Sicela into yobana kubekho i-security ezikolweni zethu because akho secured kolona hlobo. And I think that is all concerning education.
I think she just wanted to face the issue of the Department of Education for redeploying teachers, that as women of the Eastern Cape, they're not considered in those discussions, and sometimes it happens that the school closes around where the children are nearer to that school, so they had to walk long distances to another school. So it got the impact on them being the mothers that they'll have to accompany the children in the morning to the schools. And the other thing she touched on is when a girl child is raped by the same group, by the same age group of boys, it happens that now the girl child needs to get to another school because she can't cope in the same school where the boys are,
but the boys will stay in the same school. So the mother gets affected to also go and look for a school for her own child. Meanwhile, the boys are staying in the same school. Thank you.
Nkosi mhlale ngaphambili ingxaki esingcongcothekisayo phaya kula ndawo ndihlala kuyo mna yindlela engenziwayo loo nto iyasingcongcothekisa kuba sinomlambo obekufanele uba kwenzeka kwenziwa ibhrorho kuwo kulapho la ndawo ndingayifanisa njengesiqithi uthi xa unetha ungakwazi uphuma ujonga ngapha ujonga uphuma sibusesiqithini because awuzukwazi ukuwela ukho umlambo apho kukuhlungu khona ke kuxa kukho umntu ogulayo ayikwazi ungena iambulance deske umntu asweleke mhlawumbi bengazusweleke bezafumana uncedo ngamanye amaxesha makasweleke ke ngoku lo mntu ayizungeni undertaker kunyanzeleka ukuba abantu bamse ngaphesheya umntu oswelekileyo bemtyathe emagxeni yeke makabuye ke ngoku umntu uswelekile funeka uba angcwatywe akakwazi ubuya i-undertaker imangaphesheya mhlawumbi umlambo ugcwala amanzi azoma kule ndawo ootata bakhulule bame ngee-begins baweze umntu iboxi bayityathe emagxeni so kubuhlungu kumama because laa mntu uze ngaye ngumntana wakhe lowa kubuhlungu bayeswelekile kubuhlungu bengazungcwatywa ngenxa yamanzi okay abantwana besikolo bahlala ngaphesheya komlambo abafunda apha abakwazi uwela xa kugcwele umlambo xa kunetha bahlala iveki yonke nootishala bangaphaya komlambo isikolo siyaphela ekugqibeleni kukho umntana oye wakrwithwa ngenxa le nto ngabikho kwendlela because bahambe becangatha emithini uze bawele baye esikolweni so kwafika loo nto ifikileyo ke wamkrwitha omnye wehamba naye ngumntana intombazana kunye nenkoko bahamba kunye because ufuna ukuba amwelise caba kuye kwafika loo ndifikileyo kwitha wasole kothi ogqiba wamfaka esantini yena wasengathi semthini ngenxa ngakho ke zizinto ezisingcungcuthekisayo thina ezo enkosi
Okay, just to touch on what she just said, their problem in their village is the roads. They have no roads there. When it's raining, the children cannot go to school because of the river. And another thing, if a person is sick, the ambulances cannot come to the village. If the person is supposed to be buried, on a weekend, sometimes they'll have to postpone the funeral because of the roads are wet and the undertakers cannot come in. Or other, the men will have men of the village will have to go and fetch the coffin from beside the river to bring it to the village. And it's so painful for women of the village, especially the mother of the child who's going to be buried, to see that part of the situation and the dignity of the funeral being so violated in that sense. And the school children are also affected because of these heavy rains and the river. The other time we had a boy that strangled a young girl in that village, and he also hanged himself before, I think they were... They were trying to cross the road going to school. Thank you.
I will talk on behalf of the group for safety and security. We really don't have an access to safety and security. I mean this way. We don't have police stations in our area. If there is a police station, the police station is having a distance of 10 kilometers between the villages. The rape rate is very high to women and children. Now that we don't have access to safety and security, it takes too long to there is this way neku kolendo it xa urechiwe ukuthi tests ekufuneke zenziwe kuwe for evidence that you have been raped, ne? So iye at times umuntu ahlale la xesha kufikele into bana adahlambe engakhange kubekho evidence ezawukwazi uba valid kusetyenziswa yona for low case. In most cases in our areas, now that there is a shortage of police stations and they are at distance, they are using that traditional system on our cases, which is, I think it is very wrong for a rape, because there are many things that can affect umuntu to a rape. There's no counseling, no HIV test. There is no privacy in our police. If there is a police station, maybe there is a police station, there is no privacy on the police station. That is, if you come into the police station, you will sit there and you explain yourself in front of everybody. That is, we women and children being treated in dignity to our police station. What else? We've got an evidence of a woman that tells the report,
isn't it? I'm one of the victim. Last week, Monday, in a project, I was in the toilet. Ufike sithe sikulo site ke sisasebenza kwafika umuntu ongubhuti waya straight kumpha esayithi xa ndibona ukuphuma apha esayithi ndisiye esikolo siyangaphandle siya kuvillage weza kuma apha esayithi wathi ucela into yobana kuyofakwa itoilet yakhe nini nawo ndathi ke mna ke hayi I'm not dealing with i-list mna ndidilishana kunye ne-toilet kukuapprova nje uba itoilet i-right i-list zenziwa zi-community members. So angaya kuzo ke ayobuza ku community member. Uye ke wandithuka ke lo bhuti, wandithuka tobe kunthukeni kwakhe ndakhala ngoba ndidinwe ukuba kudale ndithuka. Ndithi ndikhale kanti uhamba nee-sisters zakhe ezi-2. Enye i-sister yakhe inciyeza kum yafika yandibetha wabe yena sele encedisa. Kwakho ngelakhi umntu wakukho itep elapha ngakuthi kwakho umntu osondelayo ke ngokapha ngakuthi wasbaube kanti uyanqanda ke ngoku. Into endiye ndiyayenza ndifunele amapolisa nyani amapolisa akhawuleze afika nyani kusandokwenzeka le meko ndidlakadlaka ndikrasikolwe zimpahla athi ke ndathi ke amapolisa ndice ndachaza ke le nto ndathi ke ndicela uvula ikheyisi athi la mapolisa azafowunela estishin nyani afowunele estishin abefowunele estishin ke ngoku andidibanisa kunye nomtshutshisi over the phone wathi umtshutshisi kum kuba ndingenagazi ndikrasikelwe zimpahla ucela into yobana i-case ningayivula apha ndiyoyivula e-court kwi-small court kwi-small court then ndiyile ke ndiye ndaya ke usuka kothi apha ke ngubayile baya kulamzi bayochaza le nto kulabhuti wacela uxolo ndaya ke make e-court uba bendifuna uvula i-case uba bendihlukumezeke kakhulu e-court kodwa akuvulwa zi-case e-court i-case zivula e-police station kwafowunelwa bhekhe kulaa police station bandibuyisela bhekhe e-police station ndigodukile i-police station inumber it's more than 10 kilometers kwindawo endihlala kuyo and phakathi kwamahlathi anaze ndikwazi ukuya ngeenyawo e-police station funa ukufowuna amapolisa eze ndifowunile ke into eyenzeka on Monday Tuesday Thursday ndiye ndafowunela amapolisa abafika ndafowuna ngolwesine amapolisa abafika on Friday ndafowuna ndaphinda wafowuna amapolisa ndathi kula mapolisa igqothela mndifuna i-case number ndicela into yobana ayeze apha esitishini okanye ndiyephi ke yephi enye indawo mhlawumbi ndinoya kuyo because la femeli iyankqunqa phaa esayithi ndenze izinto ezinantukileyo ifuna mna phaa esayithi ndandikwazi uba ndingaphangela ndithini ke yephi enye indawo enondikhusela into eyenzekileyo ke amapolisa aye eza ke ebusuku athi afike ebusuku afikele ke ebusuku afika sesithi kum hayi besenza i-investigation besenza ndithe xa ndifowuna pha kuqala lathi ipolisa belithetha phaa esitishini hayi into eyenzekayo sicela sisile case yakuyivule ngomvulo ndathi hayi andifuna uyivula ngo-next monday ndifuna uyivula ngoku ikase afikele ke la mapolisa ke athi abenefikile ke ngoku apha ebusuku athi kum acela into yoba ikase ndikhe ndime ngoyivula ndingavuli ikase kuba noko singabahlali kuhlelelwene and also kuzawukhe kuhlale mhlawumbi noba ziintlanganiso into ezinjalo ndathi ke mnangayo mna ndifuna uvula ikase yabe ke ngonto ibhizi ukuba ndizawuza apha ecape town into eyenzekayo ke athi la mapolisa okuqala athi lo bhuti ulijoni lo ebesenza le nto apha kum so bakhusela inantu uyakhuselwa yena emsebenzini wakhe because uzandichaphazela umsebenzi wakhe kuba yena ulijoni uyakhuse umntu womthetho okwesibini kukho ubrother walo bhuti osebenza phaa ipolice osebenza phaa kula police station so ndacinga noba zinto ezinjalo ke mhlawumbi ezibangela into abana bangakwazi ndiyiloo victim ke injalo nangoku xa ndigoduka mhlawumbi yenye yezinto endizawufika ndidilishane nazo enkosi
Okay, I'm also the victim. It happened to me in my village. I'm working in a project of toilets. We were putting toilets. So this guy came to me to say they've got a funeral and we must go and put the toilet in his yard. Unfortunately, he was not on the list for that day, so I told him that we cannot do it, and he started beating me. He was with his two sisters. And then I was so fed up, I screamed, and the other people heard me, and they called the police, and the police came, and we talked about it, but I said to them, I want to open the case, and they asked me not to open the case immediately. I must go to a small court because this case is not for them, it's for the court. When I went to the small court the next day, they told me, no, I must go to the police station. And then the police said, no, just hang on, don't open the case up until the funeral is over, then you can open the case. But on the same night, on Thursday afternoon or Friday, the investigators came to say they did the investigation. And I asked them, how can you do the investigation without me? Because you didn't take a statement from me. And they said, no, we must talk this thing as neighbors because you're neighbors. And this person is a soldier and we need to protect his job. At the same time, at the police station, the sister of this soldier is working there. That is why it was so impossible for me to open up the case. So they said I must come the next Monday. But unfortunately, on Friday, I was preparing for this trip to come to Cape Town.
Singamakhosikazi, there is no right to health. There is no access to health. Singamakhosikazi ke, asinazo iclinic. Ne-mobile clinic, zifika one ngekota. Into eyenzekayo kwezo mobile clinic zifika one kakanye ngekota. Ufumaniseke into yobana akukho asina privacy, akho privacy kwezaa mobile clinics. Akukho mayeza uba niyagula nonke apha nezigulo ezohlukeneyo nakunikwa ezo different nawunikwa iphanado nonke ngokungathi nigula into enye kwakwezi mobile clinic zifika kanye ngekota azibikho phaya i-injection ezazigonyo zabantwana azibikho i-treatment for abantu aba-chronic abantu abaneeswekire abanepressure abaneentoni azibikho ndize ke ngoku kwimeko yento yobana singenaziklinikhi iyasichaphazela nyhani thina singamakhosikazi because asikwazi yokuhlukuhla iklinikhi ekhoyo phaa kula ndizenzekelwe ngala area yam yasegwaba nayo i-more than 10 kilometers iklinikhi esinayo phaya and akukho transport
the transport e paya yosuka paya elalini iye straight e town kunzima ukufumana transport eyapha iphela lo nto isenza into bana amakhosikazi angayohlukuhla abeleke engahlukuhlanga amakhosikazi umzekelo amanye amakhosikazi mhlambi singamanye amakhosikazi HIV positive sinida i early treatment ukufumana la treatment so asikwazi basingayifumana la early treatment nena therapy ba umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ayobeleka angakhangi beka nto ile eclinic ngenxa yobude bendlela asina access ku family planning because of singena clinic i rate of a pregnancy ku in children and women is very high because asina access to ku condoms okunye asina access nakwezi i-treatment zabantu abachronic aba HIV aba diabetic high blood pressure abantu baya default phaya bekukhona imama o defaultayo une treatment efuneka ihlatywe each and every day so akakwazi umuva futhi la 10 kilometers ukuya pha uphele ehamba ayolaliswa esibhedlele ungulowo muntu ungawuhlali imizwaki funeka ayolale i-treatment ye 18 months funeka ihlatywe every day injection but uphela ngoku engakwazi uyoyihlaba la injection manje defaulta manje uthathwa uyolala esibhedlele senza loo nto abantu abakwazi uba bangalantuka i-treatment sukuloo meko injalo ke yokungabi na clinic so siyacela kurhulumente wethu basibonelele ngeekliniki kwindawo esihlala kuso because iyasibetha kakhulu thina singamakhosikazi enkosi
Okay, where I'm from, we don't have clinics. We don't have access to clinics. The mobile clinics, they only come once a quarter. And what happened is when they come, sometimes there's no medication. We're all given Panado, even though we've got different sicknesses. There are no injections for any chronic people there. They don't have naviropins for women that are pregnant and for also the women that are HIV pregnant. I mean, sorry, the women that are HIV positive. And also for the pregnant women for their antenatal clinic. So they cannot access all those things. So it's a very painful thing for them as women in that village. And the stillborn rates are very high because of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to summarize again, the issues that have really come out for us having worked in this area for the last year, around, and it's all issues around access to healthcare, to education, justice, and transport. There are, of course, other issues like food security and so forth, which are critical to the women. And we are very excited to have learned yesterday from the Commission on Gender Equality about the campaign on One Woman, One Hectare. And the group has committed to being participating in that. But the issues around healthcare involve the lack of access to universal healthcare, the impact on maternal health because the services are so poor. There are no antenatal services, and there are a lot of stillbirths which are unrecorded because they haven't been seen during pregnancy. The birth happens when the clinic is not there, and so it's just something that happens at a very local level but is unrecorded, and there's a serious concern about that. Most of the births in the rural areas at this point in time, the women have said, are unassisted births, which further creates vulnerability around both maternal health and infant and child health. The lack of clinic also impacts on vaccinations of children. It impacts on the health of the women. The health burden of the women is great because it's their own health issues and that of the family that they carry. So in critical issues of diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that and HIV, women are not able to access that. So they're taking care not of themselves only, they default on treatment, as was said, but also that of other family members. It becomes quite a critical issue. That is linked to the lack of transport. and the lack of roads and infrastructure. So it's, you know, each of the problems that they're discussing is linked to another and another. So the food security issue is also compromising women's health, particularly pregnant women and so forth. Education, one of the points that were, that was not translated was the fact that children are being pushed through from class to class to class. And when they get to high school, the parents unknowingly, that this is happening, they're very happy, the children are passing, they get to high school, the parents called in and says, your child and child can't even write its name. And from our own perspective, my brother is a teacher, and he's told us that they get children at high school that are totally not literate, and then it becomes impossible. It's impossible to teach them at that level, although some of the schools have stopped working on everything else just to teach basic literacy, but very few of them actually do that. They continue to just pass the children through. The second is you can't keep the children in school because they don't know what's going on, so that's a very, very big problem. And the redeployment of teachers is affecting women because women have to get up earlier in the mornings, get the children up earlier, it compromises their sleep routines, and take them to school to ensure their safety because the schools have changed or closed down in their areas. And they're saying that without consultation, this becomes very difficult to manage. The issues around justice refer to both the police, and the big issue in rural communities is that they're not practicing the law but resorting to traditional authorities and in the communities, and that's a very big problem for them. So if there's a rape case, they say, don't open a case, let's go to the headman and find some other way to mediate this. So the access to justice becomes difficult. The inability to report a rape within the 72-hour time frame means that the case is compromised. The investigations, a lot don't happen. The other big issue that came out in our discussions was the treatment of elderly women in rural communities. Often they are left in homesteads on their own, very, very vulnerable to rape. And we're seeing an increase of this. In Pedi, we had three women raped over 80 years of age. Each of them died a month to 6 weeks after the rape. And the death of the woman was not linked to the rape. And so there's a gap there that's very serious. And the vulnerability of people, the issue that the women spoke about was the fact that they're not allowed to have old age homes within communities. And there is a suggestion that having a homestead with all the older women who don't have support together in one of those homesteads would provide better protection. The old age homes are only provided within the closest towns if there are such facilities. So the whole issue around the protection of women, older women in communities, is a very critical one in the rural communities. Also the issues of the courts and how that works in terms of issues of rape and domestic violence, too far away from communities, and it becomes a very big problem. So those are the issues that we discussed so far. And I don't know if there's anybody else that would like to make some input. But we would also like to hear from the committee how we can use the committee to feed information and to influence the kinds of programs that are development programs that happen in the in our specific context in the Eastern Cape to create the support for women and children in the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and really thank we want to thank you for this valuable information that you are sharing with us, because yes, it falls within this committee. But I must also make you understand the mandate of this committee. The mandate of this committee is that of an oversight. We exercise oversight over all executives that are responsible for implementing issues that relates to women, children, and persons with disabilities. So that even if we go out to exercise oversight, or when we have public hearings,
after the public hearings or after the oversight, we sit down to separate issues. Like, for instance, the issues of education. We engage with the Department of Basic Education because we monitor. Our role is to monitor and not to implement. Departments are the ones that implement. So as I say that, we invite all these departments, we invite education and we put the problems before them so that they can then respond. And then we make continuous follow-up. We invite health and we say to health, this is what we hear is happening in this area. That's how we engage with all of them, even with safety and security. We sit down, we engage with them, and they respond the way they respond, but we do make a follow-up. But your input to us is valuable because we cannot draw these issues on our own. We have to be practical. So when we meet with groupings like yourselves, it actually assists us. It actually assists us, and I think even the departments that we will engage with, they also work with departments in the provinces who also have to account. The Department of Education in the Eastern Cape has to answer also. Health Department has to answer also. And all other departments, but we really value your input. We know that this is what has been happening, especially when it comes to abuse, you know, violence against women. That has really put us on toes as this committee, because these are the issues that we deal with, and we are not just sitting and folding arms, but we are saying if we hold hands together, we can bring change to all of them. Let me allow the members to comment. Members comment. Honorable Denny Kekana, Member Ngumalo, Member Tseke, Member Dichitele, Member and then Member Lamul, in that order.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for the presentation, though, to be honest, there's a lot of shocking things that are coming up, which ultimately make you ask the question, what happened to the social fiber that was there? You see, the past, historically, all this that you have mentioned, rape, violence and so on, were happening in the urban area. And in the rural area, a lot of people have written Gerere and Motsekhaie in South Africa. Our chief whip has written well about how culturally in the rural area there was no crime, though, as we always say, poverty causes crime. But crime was confined to the urban area, and in the rural area, though people were poorer than urban people in terms of income, salary, wages, there were no criminals because there were social, cultural institutions that controlled, that guided societies there, like when circumcision was good, properly controlled, that's where a teenager was taught how to behave in the community, how to conduct himself, not to touch a lady until he's married. All those things were there as social institutions that controlled the behavioral patterns of the society there. Now, we're surprised that in the rural area today you hear of rape at school, which is even worse because a school is another institution that must inculcate, teach discipline, not just education in terms of 1x50s, not that type of education, which is also important, but just the discipline thing of behaving yourself, concentration, doing the right thing, like coming to school on the right. Now, if it is happening in the rural area, you know, the big question I want to ask, which is what the chair has touched on, that what you see the bridge one, the local councillor was supposed to deal with it because they are supposed to address infrastructure with the immediate community. I wonder if you have spoken to him, but also you can understand that there when the local government hasn't got the resources, it might take a while because they'll have to wait for allocation from national government to local government or from province to build a bridge. But issues that we can do something ourselves about, like this one of rape, worries me. What about traditional institutions in Nduna Lapa? Do they address issues? Because I think we should also build a mechanism of the community self standing up and addressing these things, because the police are never going to be near enough or enough resources to address these things. The traditional leaders must also assist. I mean, we can't just have boys raping at school. That is really unacceptable. And the community must stand up and say, this is wrong. Any boy who does it is going to face the wrath of the community. Otherwise, if we can help as national, the police institution must help, but I'm saying also the community, as it happened in the past, you'll never do it in the past. It was a taboo in a village, in a rural area, for anybody to rape, just as they loosely rape today. It means we also not standing up and saying this is wrong and we're not going to allow it to happen. I just want to ask you, tell us about the Indunas. What about traditional leaders? There, hope Inkosi for Bunkosi Lapa to understand that he can address social issues. But this used to be addressed, and that the rural areas were very good because these things never used to happen because our culture there was entrenched. And you know it is unacceptable, a taboo. You'll even kind of be a reject if you did it in the rural areas. I just want to hear, what about traditional institutions? Are they normal there? I'm at our circle to Ukukuzana.
Enkosi bomama, ndokuqala nje nditsho ndithi ndisize bomama baphume Eastern Cape kwizinto ezenzakala pha. Njengoba bendisho uba umama nje ebendifunda iphepha laizolo kuba kubulewe umakhulu we-82 years nomntana we-8 years, ngaba bantu abahamba ngehashi niyabazi bani babiza ntoni. Into endingayivanga ndithetha ngayo kukuthwala. Andivanga ndithetha ngokuthwala. Abantwana bamantombazana bangcunguthekiswa phaa kuthiwa bayathwalwa. Wathi omnye umntana wathi, mama, if bowukhona ethetha phaa kukhumbule ekhaya, ngabanzange ndithwalwe ndiyokuganiswa eqhegweni elifithayo, you know, ngokungabi khona kwakho ekhaya. Ndaze ndawo umntana, kuthetha umntana waoganiswa iqhegu elifithayo, you know. Into envisa ubuhlungu kuzo zonke izinto, oomama kuthiwa they are involved kuyo yonke le nto enzakala phaa. Siyabathengisa aba bantwana bethu bamantombazana, sibathengisela abo botata. And yikho ndingavanga ndithetha ngaloo nto leyo. Enye into ukuthi nyani lusizi lodwa esiliva ngento ezenzakala e-Eastern Cape, ziyenzakala izinto zonke iindawo, but e-Eastern Cape kuyangcunguthekiswa oomakhulu. Uthi umakhulu omnye ethethe TV last week uthi ndarepwa ngabantwana basekuhlaleni, bakhona ndibabona mihla namalanga, iibhruko ziyajinga. Into endiyaziyo u-HIV positive, lo makhulu utsho njalo, ndi-HIV positive ngoba ndandirepiwe ngaba bantwana. Uthi siyaya phaa sonke ekoneni yegadi, you know, kutsho uba ulindele ukufa at any time. Ndendalila. Uthi siyaya phaa sonke ekoneni yegadi uba siyaya phaa engcwabeni sonke ngoba ndiyababona ngoku iibhruko ziyajinga. Ndibuhlungu, andiva, andikaze ndive ngemasimanyane bayenza ntoni, ningomama nenza ntoni, niyama nithethe or nenza ntoni. Ndifuna ukuva into efana naleyo ukuba niyathetha naningomama, because aba bantwana baselalini ababotshwa,
you know. Enkosi Mhlanga.
Oh, thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you. Let me thank the presentation. I'm pleased to meet Abu Mama Base Masimanyana Women's Center, but also very depressed to hear the challenges that are facing women out there. Because as this country, we have prioritized the issue of education, we have prioritized the issue of health, rural development, safety and security, and others. But you know, it's painful to hear that there are still some challenges in other parts of our country. Yes, we agree that a lot has been done, Chairperson, but there are still things that we must do or that we must improve as this government. From your presentation, I've not heard some of your achievements or successes that you have done as Masimanyana Women's Center, because I think you are also coming from other areas. Then you can be able to share some successes that you are doing in your center. And it's unfortunate that I've not read your concept or your profile as the Women's Center. Maybe I'll get some additional information that I want. And secondly, do you have the offices that you are working in the different areas or something like that? And the funding thereof, where are you getting funding? At least you have managed to get a trip to Cape Town, from Eastern Cape to Cape Town. This means that at least you've got something in your purse. So where do you get funding as you're speaking? And another thing is the relationship with you and different stakeholders or different departments in your area. Because you raised the issue of the roads in bad condition, the river, children cannot cross that river when it's raining. But I'm also asking myself, whether do you have councillors in your area? Do you have CDWs in your area? How often do you meet with them? Because these are part of the stakeholders that you are supposed to meet them, raise your issue as parents and as mothers of these learners at school. Do you participate in the school governing bodies where you can be able to raise these issues? Do you meet, because you've got a right as mothers, and especially you are organized, to meet with circuit managers in your department to raise the issue of redeployment or whatever, realignment of the schools? Because what I'm sure of is that the Department of Education is redeploying teachers. If they can see that there are a lot of teachers in that school, then they can redeploy them. But I don't know your situation in the Eastern Cape. But I think it is your right to meet all these departments to raise your concern. And even the Department of the Provincial Department in Eastern Cape, you've got the right to meet with them. You've got a right to write a letter to all those different departments in Eastern Cape to raise your concerns as mothers and as parents. The issue of, I'm not quite sure, because as members of parliament, we are also having parliamentary constituency office. These are the offices that we are working. These are parliament at local level. We are deployed in different communities. Like myself, I'm deployed in Mpumalanga, in Marapiani area. I know that the people of Moretele, Marapiani, Mamitlhake, and all other areas are coming to my office when they are having problems. Then I can take their matters up with relevant department or relevant minister so that they can be able to be assisted. So I just want to check whether if you have PCOs or parliamentary constituency office in your areas, if they are there, I think that is the opportunity. You can be able to utilize them because there are members of parliament that are serving there. There are members of the provincial legislatures which are serving in that community. There's a management committee coming from different structures of the structures in that community who are serving there. I think we have to use our existing structures that are there so that we can be able to raise our concerns as mothers. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to thank the ladies who presented all
what they've been saying this morning. I'm so disappointed or heartbroken, but I have a different view. I'm sorry, everybody is entitled to his or her opinion. I think for the ladies of Musimanyana to come to us, Musimanyane, it shows they are desperate. It shows they have hope where there's a committee for women, children, and people with disability. I'd like to air my views by saying, in the provinces we don't have the department for women, but I think the person holding the responsibility is the head, like the premier. I'm not pointing fingers, but it shows that people expect a lot from this Department of Women, Children and Disability. And to my feeling, we are letting the women down. I know that we are not serving as other departments ought to serve. But if we have to call the premiers from different provinces, they ought to be knowing channels. I'm not directing the women of Musimanyana to go to this, that and the other. But as a desperate organization, there has to be something that ought to lead them to get somehow help. We as women, children, there's a premier. Where's our interactions in the provinces? What are we doing with the national and the province? That's why I say I'm looking at it at a different eye. In a way, I have a feeling that, Chairperson, we are letting the women down. We are definitely, as the department, we are letting the women down. You know, it's high time that we call a spade a spade. It's high time that we don't have to pass the buck. We have to face the fact that women in South Africa are disillusioned. The elderly have been raped. The youngsters have been having early pregnancies. The women are running from pillar to post. Even if we don't deliver, are we doing sufficiently? Not to cure everything or to solve everything. Are we touching the hearts of the destitutes? Are we going to these women as provinces or as the Department of Women or as portfolio? There must be something that we ought to be doing. Because I suspect, Chairperson, that this Musimanyana women, they're not going to be the first and the last. And it's not the first briefing that we hear. And if we can say, what did we do thereafter? I don't think we'd get enough answers. So I'm not blaming anybody. I think this should be an eye-opener. Let's try and do something. Let's not tell people who are disillusioned that they should go there, they should see this one, they should... Something must be done by those who are listening. Something must be done by those who are not disillusioned to help the disillusioned. So, Madam Chair, I beg to be so different with the opinions, but I have a feeling that there's a disappointment somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think women have spoken. Just to add up on that a little bit, I just want to know, with all the problems you're having, how do you deal even with people, women with disabilities? It's painful already, and I'm happy too that the CG is here to listen to all this, because really my question to you is, what do you do? When do you visit these women? Because these are rural areas we are talking about, and we always talk about places like that rural areas should be looked at. That's the priority. And I should think, all I can say, Chair, is that I think as government, we know we're still having a long way to go. Let me end up there, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to all my homegirls that came to pay us a visit. I always long for the Eastern Cape, and one day, God willing, I want to go back. I want to go back because I have seen the plight of our women out there. And every time when I have the chance, when I move around, I cannot believe that we are really going backwards. Surprisingly, you know, today when I wrote all your complaints, I came upon one of my pages that was, and it's a quotation by Dale Garnish, and he says, any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, but and most fools do. They do criticize and complain. But, he says, but, it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. And that is exactly what all of you are. You are forgiving every single mistake that we as a government made and is making. And you are trying to understand. The question now is, for how long will you be forgiving us for not fulfilling our duty? And for how long will you understand that we cannot make it? How long will we come with excuses? I'm differing from whatever has been said, not because I want to, as I wrote here, not because I want to criticize, not because of the fact that I want to be different, but because I am also a woman. And because of my history as a single parent, I know being in a better, far better position than the position that most of you are, I know what it is to be a woman. And, you know, I wrote here, I said, coming to Parliament, and one of my colleagues has referred to this, was out of destitute, not knowing where to go anymore, what to do anymore, but knowing that something must be done to at least alleviate this plight of you people in the Eastern Cape. We are all South Africans, and we all belong to this government, and we all belong to this country, and we all need to enjoy our constitutional rights, which we are not enjoying at present. A plain and simple constitutional right such as health. How on earth can women be left on all on their own when just wanting to give birth to a child? How on earth? I've seen this. I've witnessed this. Nobody in the vicinity or nobody helping that woman to get through that situation. All by herself she needs to give birth. No woman, I say no woman, no granny, no girl child, or anybody for that matter, should suffer such hardships or humiliation because of them staying or residing in the rural area. Recently, I was filled with anger when I read when a child was taken out of the rural area and the attorney that was defending the case said, the child will have a better life in the city than in the rural area. There is no two ways about it. If you live in the rural area, you need to enjoy your constitutional rights as much as those in the towns or cities. And there is no excuse from getting away from that. And it should not be like that. I said rural people or residents cannot be forgotten. They also have needs. And their well-being should be of pivotal importance to all of us. What we want for us, what I want for myself, a good bed, a good home, good food, good health care, good education for my children should be enjoyed by everybody, no matter if in the rural area or not. It should be enjoyed. That is our constitutional right. You know, I am a great believer that education and education alone can break the cycle of poverty. Once our children are educated, they think differently, they act differently, they do things in a different manner, and at least they lift us out of that poverty cycle. Because we all know, and ek is ook 'n brein vrou, that if we educate our children, that child can in some way or another, no matter how small or how very menial the feedback is,
what he gives back or she gives back, at least they help us to get out of that cycle of poverty. I'm also very excited to hear about this one hectare, one woman. One woman, one hectare. Because in my constituency, my previous constituency where I worked, this has been successful, and I worked with Minister Nkunti. And I can promise you that I will speak to him on this issue to see that it is implemented. Because, you know, we started with small packets of seeds, only having 2-3 rows of green beans and spinach and onions and carrots and beetroot. Today we have 64 home gardens, vegetable gardens, and 6 communal gardens in the constituency that I live. I'm now serving in the district, so I have more municipalities that I serve. It is definitely helping. It does help with when you don't have anything else, you have a pumpkin or you have a carrot or whatever, you know, and you can provide. And, you know, when men don't think of these things, we as women always cater, because no mother will send her child away not having something to eat. We as women bear the brunt and the burden of inequalities, especially in the rural area, and that must stop. And, you know, this makes me think of, I viewed stats here, and I was wondering why the stats are so high with influx into the, and I'm not saying this because I just want to mention the Western Cape, into the Western Cape, into Gauteng. Why? Everybody try to flock to somewhere where they can be noticed, where they can be attended to, where they can at least have a better life. Though so many of us would love to stay in the rural areas. We love the plain and simple side of living there. Why can we not have that? Why can we not have that? My greatest concern is the abuse, rapings, and killings of our women. And that it just goes unattended to. Police are not there. Clinics are not there to see to vaccinations. Each child needs to be vaccinated. Those children need to be. Where are we going to get all the funding from to see to eventually all the healthcare problems that our communities will have? Where are we going to? Why not prevent, then cure? Isn't it? Why not prevent, then cure? Why not have more people living on grants than having a healthy community or healthy citizens moving forward? And, Chair, we as a committee, though we monitor and though we need to do oversight, we need to do it much more. And we need to keep departments that are not up to standard accountable. Education is a burden in the Eastern Cape. Temporary teachers cannot be employed. They go without salaries for months on end, Chair. Those children cannot be educated. There is never a better tomorrow for them, and we will have to do something on it. And if we can start, let's start with the Rural Development Department calling them here. Let's start with education. Let them give us honest stats on what they are doing in these areas. And education. Let us get them there so that we can at least go back to these women and give them feedback. We know the government of the day cannot do everything all by itself. They are willing to do that, yet they do not have the resources, or they do not have a better outcomes for tomorrow, or any plan in place so that they can also move forward. Please, Jay, we need to do something about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not going to be long. You know, it's very difficult to speak after Honorable Lamol. You forgot everything, but I will try my level best. Because mine is going to be very, maybe a little bit different from what was said here. But I think some of the issues was raised by my honorable colleagues. Makoskas, you know, two weeks ago, we visited in Amahlathi district. I don't know where your area is. Is it your area or your area fits somewhere in there? We had the speaker, a women speaker, women chief whip, and it's women leaders in that area. The very same issues was raised in that meeting. But there's these groups of women that is doing the very same work that we are doing in your area. And you know a problem that I'm having, Chairperson, the Eastern Cape is a very vast province. Now, you don't know exactly where, who is who and who is working. Because, unzi, my costas, because now, nizani mas manyani. And we met any group in mas banban. And some of them will work with e-rape and what, and some of them will work with the very same issues that you're working. But we don't know, actually, what is these women are doing on the ground? And what is the link between them and the local government, the provincial government, and, you know, and for you to come from Eastern Cape to come here, it's a little bit, you know, it's a worry because, shame, it seems as if there's no leadership on the ground. But you must start there also to see, ukuthi, what is your leaders with local government, now with provincial leadership are doing. And I'm not saying you mustn't come here. You can, but start there because in their pies hands. And Nina Babeteka, your paisans. Lastly, Comrade Chair, I want to say, oh, Mama Basimas Manyane, really, man, if you can tell us, they have some Mlakalaka, which is Mlakalaka is a king, and others. Now, there's an area called Apobesu Corner for Utwala, it's Lusikisik. You know, that area of Lusikisik also is talking about women, children, and my worry, where are you fitting in the disability in this thing? Because always the disability is at the back. And it's hurting her. You're hurting her women and the bandwana. Officially, you're right. But you're hurting her. 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 And Chairperson, I'm going to say, I'm not going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Eastern Cape, Masimanyane. And that's when the Vega the Funitan is individual and honorable Fake. You would Nisuke Eastern Cape Nazoa up. For the square, you would Kubano Nisapotayo. Nismanapi means Bolobuzo, Glendau. So that's Nazi, which is Ningoba Niganigan. The man is Nazi, because Nyan Gopu Susan Dindigan, you know. But any and any again, my colleagues.
I'm going to allow you a few minutes just to respond because there were questions and comments because we are nearing closer now. I think we are left with we've actually passed our time, but we will give you those few minutes to respond and yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to take on some of the issues, but the women will discuss others. The relationship with Masimanyane and the provincial government is very close, particularly with social development, with justice, with health and education. Very close. We develop part of the programs together and work to implement. We are also sitting on the Provincial AIDS Council. And we, as Masimanyane, coordinate the women's sector for the whole province on that council. We've also established the Women's Ikwelo Network, WIN, because we're talking in the Eastern Cape about winning now, not losing.
Yes.
So even though some of the things have been negative, we are talking about winning. So we've got the Women's Ikwelo Network that's working on this. Right now, Masimanyane is working with the Crime and Justice Cluster to develop an anti-rape strategy. We finalized that this Monday, Friday and Monday we worked on that, but we were central to that. We also work with the Tutuzela centers. We run the services there and in other areas around the province. We have done seminal work, and the CGE will tell you here, around CEDAW. We have taken CEDAW to women on the ground and shown them how they can work with their local governments. Our greatest success, Chairperson, has been in having five women trained by Masimanyane taken into local government in various municipalities around the province, and we're proud of that. We have women here that are involved in the local government as well, so we are participating at the local government level. This group of women met with the provincial government in October last year and made these presentations to the local to the provincial government, and they are fully aware of the issues here. But this is a training program about showing women what the different levels of engagement are. If for us it's also new to come to this committee and to talk. You know, one of the things I realize now is that we didn't make a written presentation and submission. So one of the things we're going to go back and do this afternoon is write down these concerns and give it to you as a formal document. With some of our successes have been Masimanyane Women's Support Center brought the 16 Days of Activism campaign to this country. We held the first march in East London, down the streets. We have the photographs of this, in 1996. It was the first time the 16 Days of Activism campaign here. And even though we don't take credit for where it's gone, we are proud to have been a part of that initiative because it is one of the seminal activities. We were also part of the team that developed the Domestic Violence Act, appointed by Advocate Dalla Omar at the time. In terms of our funding, we are funded by the Department of Social Development for through the Victim Empowerment Program, for all the Victim Empowerment Programs that we have. We have offices in the Magistrates Court in Umdansani and East London, in various police stations we've established in Staterheim, Cathcart, etc., etc., and we work with the police in developing those programs. The funding for this program came through the French embassy. There was a tender that they put out asking for work around democratic engagement of women, and we did that last year for a year, and then they had €10,000 left and said, what do you want to do with it? And we said, we would like to bring the women here. So the program is both understanding the advocacy and political part of the work, but we also gave them a trip to Robben Island, which was a huge, huge experience for the women here. They're going to the Iziko Museum, the District 6 Museum, so we're mixing a little bit of the cultural and the political stuff because we want people to understand there's a bigger picture to that context that they are in and that there is stuff working, there's stuff happening and movement. The Eastern Cape, there have been a lot of changes that we are very proud of. Some of them we've been, like the anti-rape strategy, it came because we were agitating around that issue. And now I think we ahead of most other parts of the country. With our CEDAW work, we are very proud of the fact that we did a shadow report presented to the United Nations, and in that shadow report, we requested the National Council to be established. So those are important initiatives that have come. Am I right? I mean, you've seen the shadow report and know that those were the things that we requested. So we've done quite a lot around that. The issue of disability, I hang my head in shame, because it's an area that is very poor for us. We've only included the disabled and LGBTI communities and transgender communities in our work on sexual and reproductive health and rights, which includes violence against women. But we haven't expanded that, and it's not a question that we have raised in the rural areas, but it is something that we're going to take back with us. But I'd like my colleagues to take up the issue around traditional leadership, because I think those are important, and anything else that they think is particularly the trainers would be interested in raising some of those issues. Okay, somebody on, do you want to take some?
Thank you very much. There was a question up from Utata or Umama at Tetango Kwala. We have that Google questions and Nazo up, whereby Abandona Bangamando Mazana, Abangangang 11 years. bethwalwa amadoda amadala kunabo banganikwa nemvume babaye esikolweni. Kufuneka xa baye esikolweni banxibe impahla zomakoti, then xa fike etoilethi esikolweni atshintshe or alivinjwe ithuba kuthiwe nothi napha sizeke umfazi asizekanga umntwana wesikolo. And loo nto leyo yenzeka beyond thina abantu abangoomama, wena awunaba naseyi kwinto yomntanakho, iyawuxoxwa ngootata phayana. So ootata ngabanye babantu abasi khubazayo kakhulu, iyawuxoxwa phayana, wena awunaba naseyi kodwa ngumntu bemithi umntana iinyanga ezilithoba. Yenye yeconcern ke esinazo kakhulu e-Eastern Cape ezibuhlungu ezisahlelayo. Enkosi.
Mandibulise kakhulu endlini. Ndifuna ukuchaphazela kule nto ye-traditional leaders. Most of time class trainer omama We don't go we try to lead us sizo train. Siza sisithi siza apha sizo checkisha ukuthi omama ngaba banolwazi na lwamalungelo abo. Because we cannot come and say we're going to train women on this particular issue because we don't know izinto abahleli phezu kwazo pha. Then when we doing auditing, when we can pick up the critical issues, then we can follow those critical issues. But before we can do that, we go to the headmen. There are headmen in the rural areas. We go to the headmen and ask the permission of having these women because we cannot do anything without them. And the headmen will go and report to the traditional leaders around the area. It's when we are interact with them. We are not going to go there without telling them. But it's so difficult because we have to be strategic when we are going to them because we are women, they are men. It's so difficult sometimes. And it's not easy. It's not easy, really. We do things like we can win them, but it's not easy. That is what we are working on it even now. Thank you.
To add what sorry, Chair, and really.
Thank you very much. I think we are going to end up here. We have already exceeded the time that we targeted ourselves for. You know, if we can sit here, I know there are important issues. We can talk for the whole night. But I am happy that we are going to send us your document so that it can assist us in doing further, you know, a follow-up, especially with departments, because that is our mandate, you know, to interact with departments to ensure that, you know, your challenges, you know, are being met with. But unfortunately, we have to end up here, and thank you very much. And the meeting is adjourned. There is lunch at the back. Thank you.